The money is a drop in the bucket compared to the billions spent on schools, but the Taxpayers Alliance says the two sources of funds appear to be loopholes around state revenue limits. Community service is a standalone levy that allows school districts to increase property taxes beyond state-imposed caps to fund activities such as adult education or recreation. That revenue limit exception went into law as the result of the 2001 state budget. Todd Berry of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance discovered the trend.
You started to see the number of districts that were accounting for swimming pools and gymnasiums and so forth in a different way dramatically increase, and the amount of money that was being charged under a separate property tax for community services went from $16 million to about $35 million in a span of just 2 or 3 years.
Berry says in some districts, the community services levy increased property taxes by more than 10% this year. The highest such taxing district was Geneva. Administrators there did not return phone calls. Berry says 10 districts across the state have community service levies exceeding 5%. Another trend spotted by the alliance, school fees, again outside the revenue limit law. 10 districts in the state have fee revenue averaging over $250 per student. Berry says they tend to be smaller, rural districts with declining enrollment.
If you're a parent, particularly with high school students who may be doing after-school sports or serious drama or something of that, and perhaps taking driver's ed, there are districts in the state where just driver's ed and a sport could run into the hundreds and hundreds of dollars that you'd be paying the school district.
The analysis shows the Madison School District raises about $2 million a year in student fees, about $84 per student. The Milwaukee District, which gets 85% of its revenue from state aid, charges almost nothing in fees, about a dollar per student. Still, Berry says this end around the revenue limits is on the rise and likely here to stay. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.